Live from the Hart House Map Room Studio at the University of Toronto, this is the Keenan Wire radio program for Wednesday, August 28th. We're live on the air at 89.5 FM in Toronto and worldwide at CIUT.FM on the web. You can download a podcast of this program at thegridto.com. Today on the show, a series of shootings in the Jane Finch area. We'll discuss the neighborhood with local resident Paul Nguyen. Last Friday, two young men were gunned down on Grand Ravine Road near Jane and Finch. They were just teenagers. Kwame Duodo was 15, O'Shea Doyles White was 16. In the past 6 months, according to the Toronto Star, five teenagers have been shot, four of them killed within a few square blocks of each other near Jane and Finch. It's a troubling story for the city and perhaps more so for the neighborhood. Joining me on the phone to discuss the state of Jane Finch is Paul Nguyen, a resident of the neighborhood for the past 25 years and the founder of JaneFinch.com. Paul?
Hey, Edward, how's it going, man?
It's going pretty good. What's going on up there?
Well, you know, I was speaking with your producer, Brian, and he said that Jane Finch seems to be turning on the right corner. But my response was, that it was actually quiet for us. So when these things do happen, it's not much of a surprise.
Right. Well, and that I think is a kind of a depressing statement, that it's not much of a surprise. Of course, across the entire city, we get used to sometimes people get shot. Sometimes there seem to be some sorts of gang wars, or at least circles of friends who have spats where there's shootings and then more shootings. But does this feel normal in your neighborhood?
Death is never normal.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, these occurrences, they happen close to home far too often. So I think community residents kind of feel numb to it, and they're desensitized in a way. And, I remember playing and shooting homemade movies in the Grand Ravine area. So as a young man growing up in Jane Finch, it was a pretty positive experience. And I think that, we need to have more people who care and take action. And it's not just, we can't just rely on programs and funding and throwing money at the problem. The solutions have to come from within.
Well, and that's now you say you have positive memories of the area and all of that. And I think that's what can get lost with these things. Now, you started JaneFinch.com, which is, correct me if I'm wrong, it's Jane-Finch.com, right?
Yes. Yeah. You can visit it by jane-finch.com or just janefinch.com is fine as well.
Oh, okay. And that you started that website to highlight all the characteristics of the neighborhood, not just the bad things, which it maybe has a reputation that may or may not be justified, but that there's a lot of vitality in that community. There's a lot of interesting things being done there.
Yes, in a way it was a reaction to... Because growing up in the neighborhood, you're used to being labeled by others, whether it's, from outsiders or by some various media stories. And basically, it was a way for us young people to take control of that label and to show off the true image that we think that represents Jane Finch.
So what do you think that true image is? As you say, there are much better things about it, but at the same time, you already mentioned that sort of, things have been quiet, but in the crime sense, they're not necessarily better. You don't think they've turned a corner?
Living here for almost 30 years, we've basically see the problem repeat itself over and over again until it becomes hyped up in the media that people kind of react, that the government reacts, and they want to throw more money or more programs. But at the end of the day, months or years again, the problem resurfaces, so we have continuous, never-ending problem of shooting deaths and violence and gangs and drugs.
Now, as you say, there's a lot of programs that have been started in this neighborhood, and it was a few years ago now, but I was writing a story, and I went up there and visited some of the child and family centers, the youth programs, and things like that. Is it the case through your eyes that those programs are not working or that they're not enough? What's your sense of... the sort of non-profit and government resources that are available in that area?
I think the programs play an important role, but they're not the only solution. When you think about it, most of these programs, they close their doors at 4 p.m. And we have to support our young people 24/7. So that means having local role models, having people who care, having parents who are able to provide for their kids, having the kids even know that these programs exist and accessing what's out there. So there's a lot that goes into it, and the programs are just one part of the solution.
Well, and what do you think? And I don't expect you to have all the answers, but as you say, the programs are one part of the solution. What do you think some of the other parts of the solution are?
Well, it could be as simple as just being a good neighbor, being a role model to a younger person. I know personally running the website, I've been in touch with various young people who volunteer for us, and we work on projects together. But I always make myself accessible to them, and that's including after hours and just being a friend. So I think we need people to kind of connect more with each other and not just come together during these kind of situations.
Now, and I mean, that's in many ways easier said than done, and I realize you've just said that you're trying to do it yourself. But, you know, what happens at the community level to encourage other people to step up and be mentors, to be leaders in the community, to come together like that?
Well, I think even now it's probably easier these days, you know, with social media. It's easy to kind of organize people, kind of spread the word and get people together. And I believe later on today there is going to be a community march,
mm-hmm.
I think organized by one of the families. So
in memory of these young men.
Yes, and it's an opportunity for people to get together and have these conversations and hopefully, you know, turn these conversations into action.
Right. Well, I hope they're successful in that. Did you, I mean, people can visit janefinch.com and see some of the news stories, the community events, the videos that you've put together. What are some of the other, I was going to ask you, you know, if all we ever hear in the mainstream media, and let's say even I'll own up to it, and right on this show, up until now, the only time we hear about Jane Finch, if we live in another part of the city, is when there's a shooting like this. What kind of stuff is going on that you're especially proud of, or that you think is worth paying attention to?
You know, well, aside from the typical, you know, the parades or the marches and the walks, there's a lot of things that are happening on a daily occurrence. And those are the things that we try to capture through the website, which is the young people who have something to say about a certain situation. We have local news reports. We showcase kind of the artwork and the vision that the young people have here and kind of the potential that they can have to contribute to society. So the website exists as a voice for the young people and the residents to kind of, you know, share what they feel with the rest of the city.
Yeah, I was looking at it, and I was thinking that actually I wish there was a website like that for my neighborhood. And you know, I have a lot on the go, but I guess I can blame myself for not starting it. But it's really a great local news, local community resource there.
Great. I thank you. I very appreciate it. We've been running it for the last 10 years. We don't receive any funding or any monies or any advertising monies, and it's been driven by volunteer efforts and passion for the last decade. So I would like it for people to see it as an example of what can be done. And we're just, you know, started out as young Jane Finch kids with no resources. So if we can do it, I'm pretty sure anyone else can do it.
Right. Well, thanks very much. One more thing. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Do the street signs up there near Jane and Finch say University Heights or something on them? I thought there was like a debate at city council a couple of years ago, and they were talking about renaming the neighborhood because they were worried about this stigma that had come from this disreputation of her gang violence or whatever. And I just thought, I mean, well, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think running away from the, are you proud to be from Jane and Finch, or were you wishing they would rename it something else?
I'm very proud to be from Jane and Finch. The community, the general community reaction was lipstick on a pig.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, thank you very much, Paul, for being with me today. Paul Nguyen, his website is janefinch.com. You can find out more there. We're going to